The following content is not family friendly nor work safe. Discretion is advised. Cavalcade Audio Productions presents the 2014 Eddie K. Christmas Quickie. Written and read by Lost in Bronx. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Welcome back, folks. If you're just joining us now, you're watching the annual Maple Creek Holiday Parade here on Cable Access Channel 423. I'm your friendly host and commentator for this year's festivities, singer, entertainer, and all-around party guy, Eddie K. It's just about noon, and we're live from downtown, let me see. Downtown Main Street here in picturesque Maple Creek, New York, the beating heart of the Adirondack Mountains. Main Street has been transformed for the holiday season into a winter wonderland and magical kingdom of hope and happiness. Now, ain't that nice? Now, I'm from the city, right? You know, the real New York. But I gotta say, folks, you's actually got a cute little town here. I've been all over the fucking the country, touring, traveling, vacationing. Me and my lady friend, we did Hawaii just last summer. We was on Oahu. You ever been there? Oahu? Oahu! Yeah, baby, that was gorgeous. Sunny all the time, beautiful beaches, great hotel. Oh, the seafood was out of this world. I mean, this town is nice and all, but come on, Hawaii? No contest. I mean, what do you got here? One motel? Out there by the highway? What's it called again? The Route 9 snooze over or some shit? I'd call it the Route 9 flea bag, but even fleas got better taste than that. Christ. Cinder block pillows. No lie. One night and my neck is killing me. Look at this. How am I gonna turn back and forth to gawk at all the parade crap this morning? By hurting me, they was hurting you, folks. This won't be the best experience, and you can thank them slumlords over there by the highway for that. And their complimentary continental breakfast? What continent's that? Antarctica? Cold toast, cold oatmeal, lukewarm instant coffee, and some jelly crap with stuff floating in it? The label said Jimbo's locally sourced marmalade. What a crock is that? Since when are oranges local to upstate New York? It's a lie. Don't fall for it, folks. Jimbo's just after your hard-earned cash. Though it was pretty good, I gotta admit. You'll recognize the brand when you see it. Jimbo's picture's on the jar. I think it's him anyways. A goofy, bucktooth-looking dope. Red hair, straw hat, the whole nine. If you know him, tell the guy to take that face off of that jar. He's just murdering appetites, man. Who the hell wants to look at Howdy Doody and the Elephant Man's love child first thing in the morning? I mean, I know he can't help himself, and people is probably too polite to tell him he looks like a dog's ass, but I ain't from around here, so if you're watching right now, Jimbo, I got two words for you. White label. Or maybe reconstructive surgery. Or even just paper and bag. Come on, do us a favor. Huh? What do you mean? Oh, right. Sorry. So yeah, the parade. What's it say here? Coming up now on your television screen, we got the Outdoor Wilderness Guides Troop 52. Now ain't that cute? All those little girls and boys marching in their uniforms, shiny boots and sashes and stuff, and badges and armbands, and what are those? Riding crops? Wilderness guides, more like Aryan guides. They look cold though, don't they? What's that all about? They don't let them wear real coats around here? You'd think the parents would know better. Probably drugs, right? Shove the brats off the wilderness camp and just light up the pipe. Party time. I seen it all before. Small towns like this? Sure, Maple Creek looks all quiet and pretty and peaceful. Meanwhile, you probably got a crack house on every corner, the cops is likely all on the take, and the parents gotta turn to prostitution and organ harvesting. You know, kidneys and crap, selling their relatives for spare parts. I read an article about that stuff just this morning when I was on the John. And the less said about that, the better. Let me tell you, folks, that all-you-can-eat fish fry over at the Maple Creek Diner ain't no bargain. Any money you save on the food, you'll spend on toilet paper the next day. If I gotta make a hasty exit during this parade, trust me, it'll be because I got violently nostalgic again about that fucking fish. So, fair warning. Huh? Don't say what? You gotta turn this thing up. I can't hear you. Ah, Christ almighty! You ever hear a fucking moderation? Turn it up don't mean blow out my goddamn ear. What? Oh, yeah. I was just, I don't know, pissed off. Doesn't matter. Back on track. So yeah, folks. Turning the corner on Main Street right now. Coming up next, we got the local, what is it? The local family farm club. Very nice. And they got some of their animals with them. Look at that. Yeah. Here comes Daisy Bell, Blue Ribbon Champion of the Maple Creek Fall Festival this past October. And don't she look like a champ, ladies and gentlemen? Here she is, coming by with her owner. Head held high, strutting like a winner. Oh, and look at that, she's taking a dump right in front of my boot. Yeah, there it is, right there. Big and steaming in the cold. Probably had the fish. Yeah, hi, thank you. Thank you for that. That was so thoughtful. Yeah, she's beautiful. Thanks for coming out. Wow. Okay, next we got, looks like the Maple Creek Volunteer Fire Brigade. Wouldn't necessarily know it, of course, because they got a yellow truck instead of a red one. Maybe they use lemonade to put out the fires, I don't know. I've been all over the world, folks, and every time I see a yellow fire truck, I'm like, what the fuck, the hell? Some things are just tradition. You don't screw with them. There's a few things in this life you want to never change. It's a matter of respect. These guys and gals put their lives on the line for us, right? We want to support them. Show them we appreciate. They kind of parked right in front of me now. The parade looks stalled for a moment, but yeah, it's up to all of us, ladies and gentlemen, to show respect to our emergency responders, to make them know we really care about them, hey, asshole, how's about moving it down the fucking road? I'm doing a show over here. Well, you can park it somewhere else. Thank you very much. Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gents. Oh, yeah? Well, I don't know if everybody's seen you in your big, shiny piss-mobile, so just keep on trucking, Buster. You look great. Same to you, fuckface.
Eddie, for God's sake.
Did you stop shouting in my ear already? Your local heroes left me half deaf as it is.
What I'm trying to tell you is you can't say those...
Yeah, I'll watch it. Son of a... Okay. Now we got the Maple Creek High School Marching Band. Very nice, very loud as well. You people like your noise in this town, I see. But I know a thing or two about bands, and volume aside, this is a good one. And honey, hey, watch it. Oh, the majorette just discovered Daisy Bell's little Christmas present. Sorry about your white boots, dear. Oh, and now the others are walking through it, too. one after the other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm loving this gig. So, yeah. We got a great turnout today. Lots of people watching, lots of people marching. And I think this is it. Is this it? Yep, there he is, the man of the hour, the one everybody is waiting on, that fat, jolly guy. And I know what some of you is thinking. Shame on you, I got feelings too. It's Santa Claus, everybody. He's here for all you boys and girls. Anybody else, that would be creepy as hell, but this is Santa! Amazing the kind of goodwill some dollar store stocking stuffers can win you, am I right? I mean, let's be real. This season is a pedophile's playground. Setting your kids down on some strange man's knee? Any other time of the year, you'd be busting a bottle on the guy's head. But when December rolls around, everything changes. Think about it. You don't know who the hell's under that friggin' beard. He could be your creepy neighbor on the sex offenders list. Or your smiley uncle no one ever left you alone with.
Daddy, please don't say those things about Santa.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so here he is. All the way from the North Pole, everybody.
Ooh.
Hey, Santa. Santa Claus over here. It's me, Eddie K, host of this year's parade. Santa! Santa! This way! Towards the camera! Over here!
Merry Christmas!
Santa Claus, would you look over here and wave to the little kitties out in cable television land? You only work one day a year, for Christ's sake, you can make the goddamn effort!
Oh, nice!
We got that on camera anyways.
You ain't special.
Nobody thinks you're special. You're just another hired hand around here, Saint Nick. No different from the rest of us.
I'm gonna put you on the naughty list.
Yeah? Come down off your sleigh and say that to me. Screw that. I don't give a shit who he is. Ow. Motherfucker. That's it, Kringle. Bring it on. I'm gonna shove this candy cane up your fat red ass! Oh, damn!